Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement, and be thankful, be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him, thank Him. If you need those affirmations, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take that right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. God is going to make a way in your life where there is no way, no matter what's going on. Last week, I was talking about how I had gone and talked to somebody about changing my thoughts. And man, it's an incredible thing to do when you can capture what you actually feel, let it go, and then recognize God is going to take care of it. And actually saying those things, literally, I've been walking around saying, I am angry at this person. I choose to let that go, and I'm going to pray, and I know that God's going to take care of these situations. And when you start to do that consistently, it's amazing how many things you're holding on to that you don't even know. I mean, it's kind of blowing my mind, honestly. But I'm just very, very thankful. We have such a great life. God is so good. If you're going through it, God is going to get you through it. He will make a way. Choose godliness, or heeding the advice of God, or having that relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Pray the big prayers, lifting them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare what's going on in your life to God. It's amazing the administration we live in. But this morning I was going over the English Standard, and I really enjoy this Bible. The English Standard, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1, it says, "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." Wherever you're going or wherever you want to go, just know that you can go there as long as you keep going to God. You just keep going to God, knowing that out from God is going to be the path. "In all thy ways acknowledge God, and He shall direct thy path." Let Him know what's going on, and He'll bring you to where you want to go. Verse 2, "All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." It's always interesting, too, because you can get really caught up in your relationship with God and start to forget what the Word says. You still have to go back and heed the advice of God. Verse 3, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." In the New Testament, it talks about, I don't know the verse exactly, but don't you know that everything is given by the trees and the earth is provided for by God? Set your affection on the kingdom of God, and these things will be added to you. He takes care of birds. He takes care of flowers. He'll take care of you. Again, commit your work, your labor to God. And your plans will be established. If you want your plans established, you start to work for God. Verse 4, "The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble." And I don't know why this brings me so much comfort, but knowing that they are created to be destroyed, and it talks about that in the New Testament, I believe. Everything is for a purpose, and it's all to come to God. Verse 5, "Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished." Humility and humbleness is a part of the Spirit. And when you start to go to God and become humble before God, that is a great thing. But notice when you're arrogant. And this thing, I have a little bit of this in myself. Know it when, just notice when you're doing it and let it go. Verse 6, "By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity or lawlessness is atoned for. And by the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil." Now again, you are righteous. You have all these sins have been atoned for by our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Just recognize that. That's the administration you live in. It's not being counted against you. It affects you in this life, but not towards righteousness, not towards heaven. Verse 7, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." This I have dealt with in my life. He will make your enemies be at peace with you. If you have enemies Walk in the ways of the Lord. When a man's ways please the Lord, heed the advice of God. It's the connection. It connects you to godliness. It connects you to walking in the Spirit. Verse 8, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Again, you go to God, be established in your steps. Walk steadfastly, not shaken. Walk towards wherever you're going, hand in hand with God. I want to finish up with this. How much better to get wisdom than gold? To get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. And again, wisdom is the correct application of knowledge, and understanding is departing from evil, knowing what's good and what's evil. Better it is to understand the ways of the Lord. Better is it to apply these things in your life than any of the revenues and riches of this life. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Stay focused on today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Enjoy what you eat. Enjoy what you drink. Make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. Enjoy your work, because that's all we have in this life. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonny boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us. I thank you again for the constant changing of the mind and for just opening up that door to me. I really appreciate that. I thank you for the people we work with, that you just continually bless them in their hands. I ask that you kind of organize everything that's going on. I pray for each and every one of your believers today, that you just bless them and take care of them. I also pray for our country and everything that's going on with that, that you just... Man, I don't know what you do, but whatever you do, do it. And I just thank you for each and every moment we have here in this life. And I thank you for your son and everything you did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.